Japanese companies warn that social order could collapse in age of AI. By Alana Mastrangelo on April 8, 2024. Two influential Japanese companies are warning that social order could collapse in the new AI era as they call for new laws to restrain the technology. Nippon Telegraph and Telephone, NTT, Japan's largest telecommunications company, and newspaper Yomiuri Shimbun, the most widely read newspaper in the country with a morning circulation of about 6 million copies, published a proposal on Monday calling for new laws to restrain generative AI technology, according to a report by the Wall Street Journal. The companies warn that in the worst-case scenario, democracy and social order could collapse, resulting in wars if AI is left unchecked, adding that the technology has already started to damage human dignity. NTT and Yomiuri also reportedly suggested implementing laws to protect elections and national security from generative AI, noting that their executives have been analyzing the impact of such technology since last year in a study group led by researchers at Keio University in Tokyo. The two companies issuing this warning are among Japan's most influential with regards to policy, the Wall Street Journal reported. Meanwhile, there exists a global push to stop the potential negative impact posed by AI, with the European Union spearheading the agenda. The European Union have recently established laws calling on the creators of powerful AI tools to run the technology through safety tests and inform regulators of dangerous occurrences. The legislation also reportedly seeks to stop the use of AI emotion recognition tools in schools and workplaces. Breitbart News recently reported that the House of Representatives is banning the use of Microsoft's Copilot AI. According to guidance obtained by Axios from the House's Chief Administrative Officer, Catherine Spinder, Microsoft Copilot has been deemed unauthorized for House use by the Office of Cybersecurity. The guidance further states that the application will be removed from and blocked on all House Windows devices. This move follows a previous restriction imposed by the House in June 2024 on the use of ChatGPT, allowing limited access to the paid subscription version while banning the free version altogether. The decision to ban Copilot highlights the federal government's ongoing struggle to navigate the internal use of AI technologies while simultaneously working on regulations for the rapidly evolving industry. Breitbart News will continue to report on AI developments. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and X/Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.